We're about to talk about what happened September 1st, 1939. I want to ask you, is this painful to you to do this now? And if it isn't, was it at some point?
It was at first, not anymore, because I had a story to tell, and it's important.
September 1st, 1939, Germany invaded Poland. And Al, you were 5 years old, right?
I was exactly 5 years and 5 months old.
Obviously, you wouldn't have any memory of that day.
No, not that particular day.
Or maybe even hearing anybody in your family talking about it.
Believe it or not, as long ago as that was, and as young as I was, I can still remember because my parents started worrying. And the persecution of the Jews started almost right away. And for the next 3 years, we were in hiding.
Where did you hide?
With friends, with Christian friends. But officially, we didn't exist. As I recall, for the next 3 years, and I know this because of some documents that came into my possession.
Then on the 17th of September, 1939, Russia invaded Poland. Their point of invasion, was it near your town?
It really wasn't, because some of my older relatives, who are still living, said that the Russians never entered the part of Poland where we lived.
You didn't feel their presence at all?
No, I didn't have any interaction with the Russians at that point.
Isn't it true that some Russian soldiers were Jews?
Yes, it's definitely true. The one thing I recall is that one of my grandmothers, she was deported to Siberia. And at the time, we thought that was so terrible. But it might have saved her life because she survived Siberia and passed away a natural death in 1961 in New York City.
That would have been your maternal grandmother.
That was my maternal grandmother.
Wasn't it true that the Russians just rounded up people at random?
It was at random, yes. They didn't have to be Jewish, you know. They would just round them up and send them to Siberia. I guess they needed some forced labor. And it was no picnic, but she survived.
Did you ever see her again?
Yes, I did see her. I didn't see her in New York, but I saw her before she came to New York.
Where?
In South America.
Okay, and we'll get to that story. So then your family basically is on the run.
We were on the run from 1939 to 1942.
What does that mean, you were on the run?
Well, that means like we officially did not exist. We'll be in hiding or with some friends, some Polish friends. But sometime in 1942, my parents found a Ukrainian peasant family who agreed to take me in for a fee, and I ceased to be Alfred Langer.
And did we establish the fact that your family is Jewish? We need to do that. You're not Polish. You lived in Poland.
Well, we're Polish Jews.
Right. Yeah. You did live underground in a sense that Polish families took you in, apparently.
Yes, but I got a new identity. And I ceased to be Alfred Langer. I became Stefan Lorig. I posed as a good Catholic boy, knew my catechism by heart, and was very well behaved in church. In fact, I was so well behaved in church that they became suspicious. Because no boy of 8 or 9 is that well behaved in church, you know, they get rambunctious. But fear will do that to you.
Okay, I was going to ask that. So do you believe that was fear?
Oh, yeah, fear was the motivator.
You were a fearful young boy at 8 years old. You were taken in by this family. Did your parents contribute to your well-being financially?
Well, after that, no. They gave them the money.
Your parents did give these foster parents, we'll call them.
You might call them that.
Money for your care and keeping.
Yeah, to the best of my understanding, they did. And really, they never mistreated me, that I recall. If they did, you know, memory is a funny thing. You can block things out. But no, I think after a while they accepted me. They didn't care for Jews. But I think they grew to love me. And you know why? Because I'm so lovable.
Well, you are charming. You know, this is kind of points out a story here that if they were anti-Semitic to the Jewish population at large, they got to know you as a person, and then all that prejudice went away. You think?
I'm not so sure.
Really?
I'm not so sure.
Okay.
I may have been the one exception. I was a little boy that was well-behaved. And like I said before, attended church regularly. So I think they grew to accept me. Will that change their outlook? I have no idea.
Yeah.
In fact, I can remember very little.